Recent abortion laws have complicated Indiana University's OBGYN program. Residents can't get required training in Indiana anymore. School leaders are left to figure out the logistics of out-of-state training. WFIU's Aubrey Wright reports on how IU is working within the confines of the new law to educate future doctors.
Dr. Nicole Scott wears blue scrubs and a white coat as she chats with her residents. Scott works partly in IU Health's Riley Maternity Tower.
Okay, I operated in these today.
Scott leads IU's Obstetrics and Gynecology Residency Program. 40 doctors were enrolled this year. These future OBGYNs used to complete all of their training in Indiana, but that changed this semester. Indiana's near-total abortion ban took effect in August. Things are more complicated now. To maintain its accreditation, the program has to provide training in abortion care and pregnancy loss. Scott and other leaders found a solution. Send residents and faculty to Illinois for a 5-week family planning rotation.
Complex contraception is vital for any OBGYN, whether you choose to practice or perform abortions in the future. I think it's still an important thing to learn and understand.
Indiana was a poor model for maternal health even before the abortion ban took effect. It's ranked third in maternal mortality in the U.S., and the death rate is expected to grow. What's more, over a quarter of pregnancies end in miscarriage.
And so an abortion procedure is just as safe as a miscarriage procedure and is the exact same procedure. And so if OBGYN residents have adequate training in abortion procedures, they're going to be even more skilled with miscarriage management.
Scott says doctors need training in abortion care to prepare for when things go wrong. They have to learn how to talk patients through tough decisions and prepare for emergencies. So now, Scott's residents will travel back and forth between Indianapolis and Illinois to train. It's expensive, an extra $20,000. Scott says IU is covering the cost.
They will typically go 2 days out of the week to perform procedures, and we will kind of fully fund their travel, lodging, and food.
There are other hurdles, too. Doctors need an improved license to practice in Illinois. It's a lengthy process that often leads to setbacks.
But we had submitted applications as far in advance as 6 months before the rotation, and they still didn't have their license.
Dr. Komal Kumar is a third-year resident. She says she took an hour and a half to fill out about 30 pages of paperwork for her license. Any mistakes make the wait longer. Kumar completed the required family planning rotation last year in Indiana while the ban was still held up in court.
I felt like I got a pretty good experience with my numbers of procedures that I had been doing. And I also think mentally it was probably a little bit easier.
After her rotation, she decided to continue a career in family planning. She's heading to Illinois as an elective. The clinic has more of a demand now, and she'll get more exposure to different patients. North Carolina OBGYN Dr. Jenna Beckham worked on an analysis of medical education after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. She says best practices often conflict with what's legal.
It's a tremendous ethical conundrum, burden for physicians to carry, and particularly for junior physicians who are really early in their careers.
Beckham and her team predict training will lag in states with more abortion restrictions.
You know, from a training standpoint, when you have resident physicians who you're trying to teach the right thing to do, the medically appropriate thing to do, it's really challenging if you're in one of those states and you're not able to do that.
She says it will be harder for those states to attract doctors, and medical care for pregnant people may only get worse. Scott says her doctors are protected by IU, and they always work within the law. Still, she worries about the future and if OBGYNs will come to work in Indiana. For WFIU, I'm Aubrey Wright.